From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
Epidemiologists around the world continue to monitor progress in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. The number of infections worldwide has now reached 10 million, while the number of people who've died is more than 500,000. The U.S., Brazil, and Russia are now the hardest hit countries in terms of confirmed cases, with a combined total of about half the world's. Eyes have been on China, which was an early sufferer of the pandemic, to see how a second wave might manifest. On Tuesday, Beijing reported 7 new locally transmitted cases, adding total infections to 324 since June 11th, when the first case was detected in the city's market cluster, Xinfadi, according to municipal health officials. Authorities held the 137th press conference on Tuesday to share prevention and control measures on the latest outbreak. And we bring you that in its entirety.
From 0 to 24 o'clock, June the 29th, we have newly reported 7 confirmed cases and 1 asymptomatic cases. There's no suspected new case. We have cured and discharged 1 case. Since June the 11th, with the cluster of COVID-19 cases in Xinfadi wholesale market, the accumulative number of the locally transmitted cases reached 325, and among which 324 are still hospitalized. There are 27 asymptomatic cases under medical observation. Currently, we have stabilized and improved the response to COVID-19 in the capital city. However, we are still at a critical moment. We have to keep up with our efforts because we should not lower our guard against the COVID-19. We have to continue to make continuous efforts and seize every opportunity to shoulder our responsibility and apply stricter measures against the epidemic. We have to strengthen the weak links and also never let go of any details in the battle against the COVID-19. We will not leave the loopholes in our circuit of prevention and control so that we can finally win the battle against the COVID-19. Better treatment for patients should respect the 4 concentration of the best resources, and apply the tailored treatment measures for the severe cases and critical cases. Personnel in the hospitals should try their best to cure the patients so that they could be discharged at an early date. We have to set up necessary screening mechanism to have an early intervention. In that way, there will not be the transmission of light cases into severe cases. We should also intensify our care for children and elderly persons. We should make sure that every patient could receive the best treatment possible. While preparing for the prevention and control, we have to improve the medical care. For the institutions, we have to give priority to the critical and severe cases and also apply tailored measures for the patients. Also, we have to put in place the cushioning measures and also the quarantine measures. On the one hand, we have to secure the fight against the COVID-19, and on the other hand, we have to give high-quality medical service to the people. For the high- and middle-risk regions, we have to designate hospitals for the treatment of COVID-19 patients. And also, we have to have a mutually recognizable mechanism for the results of nucleic acid test. For the hospitals, we have to fight against the inter-hospital infections, the nosocomial infections, and also we have to continue with the samples taking and disinfection at workplaces inside the hospitals. For the employees and other medics in the hospitals, we have to keep a close eye on their health status so that the hospital-based disinfection work and also the prevention and control of COVID-19 could be stabilized. Today, we have invited representatives from the Beijing Municipal Health Commission, Beijing CDC, and the Beijing D10 Hospital affiliated to Capital University of Medical Sciences to brief us the latest development of COVID-19. And please allow me to present to you all the spokespersons present today. Spokesperson for Beijing Municipal Health Commission, Gao Xiaojun. Deputy DG of Beijing CDC, Pang Xinghuo. Vice President of the Beijing D10 Hospital affiliated to Capital University of Medical Sciences, Wu Guoan. First of all, I'd like to give the floor to Madam Pang Xinghuo, Deputy DG of Beijing CDC, to talk about the latest updates about the COVID-19 cases. Good afternoon, friends of the media. I'd like to brief you the newly added cases yesterday. On 29th of June, from 0 to 24 o'clock, we have newly registered 7 confirmed cases, among which 6 male cases and 1 female case. Average age 55 years old, youngest 27, oldest 70 years old. 6 of them are living in Fengtai, 1 in Daxing District. Now, I'd like to give you the details about their information. Case number 1, male, 61 years old, living in Fengtai District, Xinchun Street, Yingdi Residence. He's working for the wholesale market of Xinfadi. He's being transferred to the quarantine site on the 23rd, and he's been tested positive on the 26th. On the 27th, he's being transferred to Fengtai designated hospital for COVID-19, and on the 28th, he is being recognized as a suspected case and later transferred to D10 hospital and tested positive for nucleic acid test. On the 29th, confirmed as a COVID-19 case as a general type. Case number 2, male, 49 years old, living in Fengtai, Huaxiang Residence for Xinfadi workers. On the 23rd, transferred to the concentrated quarantine area. On the 26th, tested positive. On the 27th, transferred by ambulance to the designated hospital in Fengtai. On the 28th, confirmed as a suspected case and later transported to D10 hospital and confirmed on the 29th as a general case with NAT test positive. Case 3, male, living in Fengtai District, working in the Xinfadi wholesale market. On the 23rd, transferred to the quarantine area for medical observation. On the 26th, he developed symptoms like coughing, chest tightness, and also the pain in the chest. On the 27th, transported to Fengtai Nanyuan Hospital for medical treatment, tested positive in nucleic acid test. On 28th, transported to D10 Hospital by ambulance. On the 29th, confirmed as COVID-19 case in general situation. Case number 4, male, 64 years old, living in Huaxiang of Fengtai District, working in the e-commerce park of Xinfadi Wholesale Market. He's a hygiene worker in Xinfadi Wholesale Market. He's been transferred to a quarantine area on the 23rd and tested positive on the 27th. On the 28th, transported to Fengtai Designated Hospital for treatment and confirmed as COVID-19 patient in general situation on the 29th. Case number 5, male, 63 years old, living in Huaxiang of Fengtai District, also working in the e-commerce park of Xinfadi Wholesale Market, also a hygiene worker. On the 23rd, transported to the quarantine area. On the 20th of June, he developed symptoms as coughing and he didn't take any medicine. and later he's been tested positive. On the 28th, he's been transported by ambulance to Fengtai designated hospital. On the 29th, confirmed as COVID-19 case in general situation. Case number 6, male, 27 years old, living in Fengtai Huaxiang, Ba Zhuangzi. He's working in Xinfaji Wholesale Market. He's a vendor. On the 26th, he's been transported to the quarantine center and he developed symptoms. On the 27th, transported to Fengtai designated hospital. The same day, transferred again to Ditang Hospital. On the 29th, nuclear tested positive. The same day, confirmed as COVID-19, general case 2. Case number 7, female, 70 years old, living in Xihongmen of Daxin District in Baolida residence. She's also a vendor in Xinfati Wholesale Market. On the 12th of June, she's been transported to the quarantine area. 27th, she had a fever and later transferred to Fengtai designated hospital on the 27th, and on the 28th, transported to Ditang Hospital by ambulance, tested positive in nucleic acid test, and 29th, confirmed as COVID-19, also a general case. All the above details for the newly confirmed cases. Recently, in the quarantined persons, several of them have developed symptoms but refused to report. And some of the patients, due to the lightness of their symptoms, have forgotten to inform the authorities. And now it's for all the residents. Because it's a very complicated disease and a virus, usually light symptoms will not raise the awareness of the affected people. Please do not neglect this point. Please protect yourself and also carefully follow the status of health of yourself. And also bring with you the PPEs, protect yourself. For people in quarantine at home, please closely follow the rules of the quarantine based at home. And please do not leave your house. Test your body temperature. If you develop any symptoms, if you don't feel very well, please inform the authority immediately. And please collaborate with the medics and also collaborate with the people for disinfection of your environment. Thank you very much for Madam Pang for your briefing. Now I'd like to give the floor to Vice President of Beijing Ditang Hospital affiliated to Capital University of Medical Sciences, Wu Guoan, to talk about the concentration of medics resources for a better treatment. Friends of the media, I'd like to talk about the concentration of experts and medics resources to give better quality of medical care. After the outbreak of COVID-19 cluster in Xinfati Wholesale Market on the June 11th, the whole society has attached great importance to the response to COVID-19. According to the work arrangement of the Beijing headquarters for COVID-19 response in the city, we have concentrated all the medical resources to give high standard of treatment. There's a case, someone named He has already been cured and discharged. Today, we have newly discharged someone named Liu. As of 24 o'clock, 29th of June, Ditang Hospital has received 325 cases, among which 181 male cases. Average age is 42, oldest 68 years old, and the youngest 1 year and 7 months. We have 262 light cases. That is the majority, and there are several features for our treatment. First of all, we have completed our system of treatment. The nosocomial infection should be fully prevented in our environment. We have to coordinate the efforts in the treatment of the patients. We have the grouping four different types of cases of COVID-19, for the light cases, severe and critical cases. Every day we will have consultations among the doctors. Secondly, we have concentrated the hospital resources. Currently, all the cases are included in the D10 hospital. It will help us to better concentrate our doctors and other resources for medical care. In order to better fight against the COVID-19, our hospital is fully prepared. We have prepared our wards. We have a capacity of 1,070 hospital beds. For doctors that have participated in the assistance medical team to Hubei, Tongzhaohui, Jiangli, Liu Qingquan, and others, those are the experts coming from different hospitals in Beijing, and today they come to our hospital, and also some medical personnel from Xiaotangshan Hospital also come to our hospital for a concentrated medical care to the patients. There are 105 medics from 18 different hospitals. In collaboration in our hospital, every day they will go into the ward to check on the patients, and they will have a medical consultation to every single patient. We have a tailored plan for their cure. Every day, twice a day, we will do the screening for the patient so that we can have the updates of their medical evaluation. For those qualified for severe and critical cases, we will send them into ICUs. Number four, we stick to the combination of traditional Chinese medicine and Western medical treatments. Currently, we have 30 medical persons coming from the traditional Chinese medicine department. For the light cases, we will focus on the traditional Chinese medicine for the treatment, and accordingly, we add up with the Western medicine. For the critical and severe cases, we give equal attention to Chinese and Western medicines. Now the cure rate is 100%. We also give psychological intervention to our patients. Number five, for the severe and critical cases, we will intensify our care. As of 24 o'clock yesterday, we have included 20 severe cases and four critical cases. This percentage is lower than that in the first 4 months of this year. One of the patients has received ECMO and other coordinated facilities, and three other cases have applied invasive facilities. 22 severe and critical cases have used the syringe and breathing machine, out of which 19 have improved very quickly. Currently, there's one critical case improved to the severe situation. In the future, there will be more cured cases. They will be sent back to their hospital back to their community and back to their normal life. Thank you very much for Mr. Wu Guoan. Now I'd like to give the floor to the spokesperson for Beijing Municipal Health Commission, Gao Xiaojun, to talk about the regular prevention and control measures and also the improvement of the medical care. Good afternoon. I'd like to talk about the improvement of medical care with regular prevention and control measures for COVID-19. Currently, this epidemic is spreading continuously in the capital city. On the basis of regular prevention and control of COVID-19, in order to improve the medical care for our people, the headquarters of Beijing for Prevention and Control has decided to launch a document on the 29th of June in order to improve the health care On the basis of regular prevention and control measures for COVID-19, it is stated that the medical institutions in Beijing should classify the cases, give priority to the severe cases, and give obstacle-free channels to the patients. We will also set up a cushioning area and at the same time give equal attention to the COVID-19 fight and also medical care improvement. We will resume the medical care for other patients. First of all, we will improve the scientific management of the hospitals and guarantee the treatment to severe cases of other diseases. For level 3 hospitals, they have to regularize the COVID-19 prevention and control measures, and at the same time, they have to set up a cushioning ward for the severe cases of other diseases. They have to give separate wards to the patients in order to lower the risk of nosocomial infections. On the basis of regular measures against the COVID-19, we have to set up obstacle-free channels for the access to the patients. We will set up a cushioning area for the patients waiting for their nucleic acid test. We could also give them emergency treatment plans. We will also set up a fast track for the nucleic acid test for the patients in urgent need. For qualified hospitals, they could also apply the approved techniques for a faster technology of nucleic acid test. At the same time, for all the districts, they have to designate one hospital to be used as a hospital for residents living in their medium to high risk region. We should make sure that in emergency cases, the residents in those high-risk areas could also be treated. And second, for operations, invasive operations and also the blood treatment should be guaranteed. Invasive operations as well as the dialysis treatment should be guaranteed for the patients. We have to set up the mechanism for emergency cases. For the emergency cases, we have to set up a quick response mechanism and also raise the level of protection for the medics so that we can lower the risk of infection. For the cardiovascular and other departments, we have to improve the efficiency of evaluation of the patients and give priority to those patients suffering from a disease that is threatening their life, for example, the myocardial infarction. Between hospitals and community clinics, we have to set up the links for the dialysis treatment. The patients should have access to information and also the pre-dialysis treatment at local level. During the dialysis, for patients, we have to use an appointment-based mechanism and have designated medics to serve them. Number 3, for the medical institutions, we have to improve the efficiency and quality of the nucleic acid test to make it mutually recognizable across the whole capital. For the certificates of results of nucleic acid tests issued by qualified hospitals, it should be recognized everywhere, and in principle, within 24 o'clock, the results should be accepted among each other. And if the certificate has exceeded 24 o'clock, then we have to evaluate according to the epidemiological survey of the patient, and relevant authorities should also play their role to guarantee the quality of the result. Number 4 is to bring into full play the role of Internet Plus. For the grassroots service, we have to strengthen their care for the non-emergency patients. There should be a regular mechanism in place. We have to adjust the proportion of medical consultation quotas for morning and afternoon sessions, also give guidelines to the patients so that they could come to the hospital for care in a staggered manner. For the hospital visits of those in the chronic conditions of disease, they could go on line for the online treatment and consultation. More services will be available online, and also the drugs could be delivered by the delivery man. We will also have in place a mechanism of doorstep communication and information collection for special patients. We will transfer them to the designated hospital with a single ambulance that will not be shared by another patient. For all the residents in the communities, we have to keep a close eye on their health status and propose tailored health suggestions. For all the hospitals, they have to fight against the nosocomial infections, pay attention to the details, and follow the 16 rules of management. We have to follow and respect the rules and strengthen the inspections in place so that we could better protect all the patients visiting the hospital and also the medics working there. Thank you very much, Gao Xiaojun, the spokesperson for Beijing Municipal Health Commission. Now the floor is open for your questions. Please first identify yourself before giving a question.
Good
afternoon, I'm from Beijing Radio. I have a question for Mr. Wu. After being discharged, what are the measures and proposals for the discharged patients? Thank you for your question. This is a very brilliant question. After being discharged, the cured patients should stay at home for a quarantine of another 14 days. He should still pay attention to his health status, disinfect his environment, wash the hands very often, and wear the masks. And there is no further case of transmission for the cured and discharged cases. Thank you very much. And that is the end for today's press conference. You could continue to follow our program from Xinjing newspaper, Beijing Youth newspaper, Beijing Toutiao, FM, Beijing Time, Beijing Channel, Renmin website, Xinhua, Beijing CCTV News, CCTV Finance Channel, China Net, BTV, Beijing Radio, Beijing News, and BTV live stream program. Thank you very much for your attention, and also thank you to all the spokespersons and to our workers.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.